The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Every day is a journey, and the journey itself is home. Matsuo Bashō, Japanese poet. For the past month, we've been talking about how to mentally prepare for spring cleaning. To conclude this journey we've taken into the various areas of your house, let's take a final look at your kitchen. Maybe you're remodeling your entire kitchen, or maybe you're only upgrading a few things. Either way, hopefully we can help you strategize. You may already know that the large appliances like stoves, refrigerators, and microwaves are recyclable as scrap commodities. Friedland can purchase them as sheet iron. And you may already know that if you can't physically bring them to us, we can refer you to reliable people who haul scrap material for a living. But what about smaller items like silverware, cooking utensils, pots, pans, and plastic bags? Well, the silverware and cooking utensils may be stainless steel, but may be a lower value magnetic stainless, so it's worth getting out your trusty magnet and separating those. Pots and pans tend to be made from either stainless steel or aluminum. If your magnet sticks to them, they'll likely be a lower valued stainless. If your magnet doesn't stick to them, they could be a higher valued stainless, or even a sheet or cast aluminum. Either way, when you bring them into Friedland, we'll be happy to show you the difference and pay you for the pots and pans accordingly. You may have noticed that those plastic grocery bags you save tend to be made out of a number 2 HDPE plastic. Friedland takes those as well, as long as they are completely free of any food waste. I'm sure we could search every nook and cranny in your house and find countless things that could be scrap recycled. But as April begins, hopefully we've been able to help you compartmentalize your spring cleaning strategy. And if you come across something you're unsure of, we're right in Old Town. Stop by. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.